With violence on the rise against first responders, Simcoe County councilors have voted unanimously to support a plan by its paramedic services to launch a new Paramedic Services External Violence Against Paramedics, EVAP, campaign. This is definitely a growing area of focus in paramedic services, not just here in Simcoe County but across the entire province, Jane Sinclair, the county's general manager of health and emergency services, said during Tuesday's Committee of the Whole meeting. This is an opportunity to not only create awareness, but to take action to put supports in place for our paramedics. Chief Sarah Mills said the campaign is something that is very important as they try to move through the future and to stop some of the violence that paramedics experience in their workplace. We are trying to get the message out that violence exists and that there's just no excuse for it, she said during her presentation to County Council. With more than 2 decades on the job, Mills noted that, historically, staff tend to think, it's all part of the job. But that's something they're aiming to change. Sarah Mills is Director and Chief of County of Simcoe Paramedic Services. Image supplied. I actually come from it personally. You think that being exposed to this is part of your job, Mills said. It's something you just brush off and don't really pay attention to it. What we are trying to do is eliminate this way of thinking for all of our staff and the public, and even some of the other professionals we work with. This is not part of our job, and we want our staff to understand our commitment to their safety at work, she added. Violence against paramedics has been classified into 5 major categories: verbal assault, intimidation, physical assault, sexual harassment, and sexual assault, all of which are seriously underreported, said Mills. There is some fear in that old mindset of this is part of the job or that they will not be supported if they report it. But you can see the trend of reporting is going up, she said. Exponentially, we have a more accurate and easy way for staff to report. I get a couple each week and they're every range from verbal assault to physical and intimidation. A large part of paramedics' exposure to violent behavior, Mills acknowledged, is when they're caring for patients who are under the influence of alcohol or drugs. We know since the pandemic the incidence of alcohol and drug use has gone up, she said. Our staff are experiencing more and more conflicts with patients and their families, and it often becomes quite confrontational in some areas. We really want to draw attention to the correlation between drug and alcohol abuse and our staff experiencing violence. The impact often results in lost time, physical injury or safety concerns, fear and anxiety, burnout and turnover, impact on personal life, decreased job satisfaction and emotional and psychological trauma, Mills said. This is not something inherent to Simcoe County. It is experienced around the world, she said. Mills also noted the benefits of paramedics feeling safe and supported result in their ability to provide better care to the community, a more positive work culture, enhanced reputation, as well as legal and financial benefits, enhanced paramedic safety, reduced absenteeism and turnover, and improved morale and job satisfaction. Some of the new preventative strategies staff will be undertaking, including de-escalation training, reviewing the response from police, a public information campaign, enhanced mental health support, a continuous review of best practices, the introduction of tools to protect staff, as well as awareness and encouragement for reporting incidents. She also pointed to Bill C-345, a private member's bill that is seeking to amend the criminal code to provide that the murder of a first responder is automatically first-degree murder, to increase the maximum term of imprisonment for the aggravated assault of certain persons, including first responders, and to create an offense of assaulting a first responder. One of the reasons this was pushed through and there was advocacy to get a bill passed to get us protected under the criminal code is that it wasn't being taken seriously, said Mills. There was a hesitancy for police departments to charge someone. With the passing of this bill, it's thought that there will be similar charges to assaulting a peace officer. Violence toward paramedics is completely unacceptable, responded Warden Basil Clark, who also serves as mayor of neighboring Ramara Township. You're there to save lives, not to break up barroom fights, or road rage incidents, he said. I hope people will bring it forward and report it. I hope the police will take it seriously. More importantly, our court system needs to take this seriously, Clark added. Violence is violence and people have to be held accountable for their actions. Wasaga Beach Mayor Brian Smith said he was shocked and appalled when he saw the increase in violent incidents against local paramedics. He hoped council would go further than simply supporting a public awareness campaign. I would propose we write whatever we have to write and send whatever we have to send, and in that include there needs to be significant penalties to this so people get the message, because this is totally unacceptable, he said.